Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meriting, the Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, those pesky critters, the wasps, in your homes, you're going to tell us how to deal with them.
Yeah, this is kind of a common problem at our household. We have a lot of wasps and an awful lot of mud daubers, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have the same thing happening at their homes, and they can be harmful to us, A, because they sting us, and B, they are a little scary, so they startle some people, but they do serve a purpose that is good. If you can look past that, it's kind of like the whole snake thing. We know that a lot of things feed off of other things, and that is where wasps become beneficial. Because they are predators of many caterpillar pests, and honestly, unless we're bothering them, they don't bother us, and usually they'll only sting us if they get disturbed or agitated. And the mud daubers and the paper wasps are what we're commonly seeing around our house, and those are the ones that won't attack you. However, if you do run into some yellow jackets, they will attack you, and I've heard stories of that happening, but those are definitely fewer and further between. But even though the wasps do have a benefit to them, people usually want to remove those nests, and I'm the same way. I don't want to risk getting stung. I don't like when they fly around my head, and they are definitely something that will startle me. So some of the things when you're removing a wasp nest, the first thing that you need to determine is this a new nest or is this a mature nest? And so if your house or barn or wherever you have it has a history of wasps are making my speech a little tough here, are building nests every year in the spring or early summer, you can just physically take those down when you see that nest being built. We can remove those with minimal risk of being stung because there's usually fewer wasps present inside of a new nest. And they typically don't rebuild a nest in the same location, so physically removing that nest is going to avoid having to deal with nests there in the future. If you're going to spray nests with insecticides, it's best to do that at night when the wasps are inside of the nest. And also, they all come in there, they're all together, and if you can get that insecticide sprayed in there, we're hopeful that they won't come out and attack you. But if the nest is large, mature, been around for a long time, you might want to contact a pest management professional to maybe avoid getting stung and just to make sure that you're getting all of those taken out. And so I know at our house, even the little ones, I'm a little hesitant to pull those out. I kind of instantly go to the insecticide. It makes me feel better. And I know then they're not around. And we have a tin roof on our house, and unfortunately the wasps do get up in the little crevices, just like a lot of people do within siding and in our barns and spots. And so in this hot, dry weather, the mud daubers are out looking for any moisture that they can find to continue with their nest, and the wasps are pretty established by this time. But hopefully, if you know that spraying them in the evening is the best, and also that it is okay to hand remove some of those more immature nests without much risk of getting stung. So kind of a little bit different of a topic, but when I saw this come through as a tip sheet, I thought, I want to talk about that because it is definitely something that we are seeing a lot of at our house. And so not that if you're scared of them or allergic to them, is that going to take that fear away, but maybe it will help you to eliminate some of the nests around your home.
Definitely ones you got to deal with, because they will they'll get you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.